This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Taco Man Audio Magazine is in your face. Straight up, for the next hour, my name is Johnny Taco. Obviously, the Taco Man is here to both... let's take it back. If I can accomplish three things tonight, I will have met my goal. I'm talking about informing you, entertaining you, and maybe infuriating you all at the same time. Straight up, this is the Taco Man Audio Magazine. Why would you expect anything less? We'll hear from Seth Meyers, the king of late-night TV. The heavyweight champion of late-night TV will be in the house. Seth Meyers, of course, will follow this break. And wait, I'm not done. We'll hear from Dominic Jimenez. Dom's Diner, back in the house, of course. He's star of the show, no doubt about that. The star of the network, Dominic Jimenez. Wait, in between that, sandwiched in between those two great segments of the show, we've got Steph Curry in 5 minutes from home. That's right. The greatest shooter of all time in NBA history. Steph Curry will be here 5 minutes from home. Of course, that is segment three tonight on the Taco Man Audio Magazine. Straight up, we have no time for phone calls as this is the Taco Man Audio Magazine live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 211. Of course, I'll talk about the Dan Patrick Channel and a plethora of other internet platforms. Straight up, you're tuned to the Taco Man Audio Magazine.
Yeah.
Now let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Hey, Rick Tittle here. I have to shave. Even though I'm not the hairiest person in the world, I'm basically a Ken doll with headphones on, but I need to shave. What are you going to use that's not going to make hamburger out of your face? The throwaway razor, electric razor, straight razor. I found it in Harry's. You know, Harry's founders themselves, they were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. So we have a deal for you. Go to harrys.com/game right now. Get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave with a weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, Rich Lathering Shave Gel, Travel Blade Cover. And remember, you can get your trial set by going to harrys.com/game. Rick Tittle, two thumbs up for Harry's. You know, they bought a world-class blade factory in Germany for just this purpose. harrys.com/game.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're the family chef, but with homework, practices, email, getting a good meal on the table is tough. Sometimes the best choice is the easy choice. Delicious Bob Evans mashed potatoes and mac and cheese, made with ingredients like real milk, butter, potatoes, and cheese. Bob Evans sides are ready in the microwave in 6 minutes, and they're the perfect complement to any meal. Once your family tries them, it'll be love at first bite. Get Bob Evans sides today in the refrigerated section at your favorite grocery store.
Bob Evans down on the farm.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
The president spent the weekend on an unhinged Twitter rant after dismissing the rising threat of white nationalism. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. Well, it's another Monday, and that means once again the president of the United States had a quiet, normal weekend full of hard work and sober reflection, and everyone slept well and woke up refreshed and optimistic. And I'm just kidding. His brain is silly putty, and we're all doomed.
President Trump spends his weekend lashing out on Twitter. He hit on everything from the Mueller probe to Saturday Night Live, the late Senator John McCain, and much more.
He tweeted 50 times this weekend alone, 30 original tweets, 20 retweets, bashing Mueller and the Russia investigation 14 times. Also, General Motors, Google, the United Auto Workers, Hillary Clinton, and now, today, calling Joe Biden another low IQ individual.
I mean, Jesus, his tweets would make more sense if they were scribbled on the wall of a psych ward. The bottom of every Trump tweet should have like, retweet, or send me a free Xanax. Seriously, this is insane. The president of the United States tweeted over 50 times in one weekend. He retweeted Fox News a bunch of times, attacked John McCain, General Motors, Google, Hillary, and China all in one tweet. The Paris Climate Accord, Obama, the FBI, and CIA, Robert Mueller, Saturday Night Live, Hillary again, John McCain again, called on Fox News to bring back a host he likes, retweeted Fox News, attacked Fox News, the United Auto Workers, General Motors again, retweeted multiple conspiracy theorists, a bunch of random people, accused Democrats of trying to steal the election, and in the middle of all that, he also found time to tweet, Happy St. Patrick's Day. Which is appropriate since he tweets like he's in the middle of a bar crawl.
Hey, man, I love you more than Hillary loves emails.
I'm sorry, but you can't tweet one sane thing in the middle of 50 insane things. It's like if you walked by one of those guys in Times Square yelling, the end is near, and then he turned to you and calmly said, do you know if there's a Panera Bread around here? Could use a Panera Bread. I'm a little peckish. Trump's behavior this weekend was so unnerving that George Conway, the husband of White House counselor Kellyanne Conway and a longtime Republican lawyer in Washington, just tweeted, his condition is getting worse. And you know, it really says a lot about the state of our politics that we all know who he's talking about. You don't even need to say Trump's name anymore. Everyone will know who you're talking about if you just tweet, he's yelling at the TV again. Trump's Twitter tirade was unhinged on its own, but it's especially unnerving that he chose to spend his time attacking everyone from Saturday Night Live to John McCain just days after the horrific shootings at two mosques in New Zealand. The gunman was a white nationalist who targeted Muslims and was steeped in a culture of online extremism. And yet, when Trump was asked on Friday about the rising threat of white nationalism around the world, shrugged it off.
You see today white nationalism as a rising threat around the world.
I don't really. I think it's a small group of people that have very, very serious problems.
First of all, a small group of people that have very serious problems isn't an answer to a question, is white nationalism a threat? If anything, it's an answer to the question, who still works at the White House? Second, of course, you don't see it as a threat. You called for a ban on Muslims coming to the U.S., and you're trying to build a wall to keep out Mexican asylum seekers. Asking Trump if he sees white nationalism as a threat is like asking Joe Camel if he sees tobacco as a threat. Well, only if you're threatened by bold flavor and satisfaction. In fact, instead of addressing the rising threat of white nationalism, Trump spent part of his deranged Twitter bender over the weekend defending Fox News hosts Jeanine Pirro and Tucker Carlson, who are under fire for making racist and Islamophobic remarks.
Trump tweeting in defense of his friend, bring back Judge Jeanine Pirro. The radical left Democrats, working closely with their beloved partner, the fake news media, is using every trick in the book to silence a majority of our country. They have all-out campaigns against Fox News hosts who are doing too well.
The losers all want what you have. Don't give it to them. Be strong and prosper. Be weak and die. Stay true.
Keep fighting for Tucker and fight hard for Judge Jeanine. Your competitors are jealous. They all want what you've got, number one.
The president of the United States is an angry grandpa who spends his time yelling at the TV to bring back his favorite shows. God forbid they ever cancel Pawn Stars or he'll have a full-on meltdown. Bring back Chumley or I'll launch a nuke. Also, what do you mean, be strong and prosper, be weak and die? You sound like you're about to ring in the 74th annual Hunger Games. Also. Remember when Trump said he didn't have time to watch TV because he's too busy reading? In case you forgot, he told reporters, and this is a real quote, I don't get to watch much television, primarily because of documents. I'm reading documents a lot. First of all, you watch plenty of television. You got mad at a rerun of SNL this weekend. A rerun. You watch more SNL than Lorne Michaels, and that's not a joke. I have been next to Lorne when a sketch starts bombing, and that man straight up leaves the room. Second, let's make something clear. No one who actually reads documents ever says, I'm too busy reading documents. That's something a lawyer in a porno says in the first 30 seconds of a scene where you're supposed to think, oh, maybe they're not going to do it. I hope I didn't rent a porno that's just law stuff. Also, why did I rent a porno? Oh, right, to support a local business. Don't you quit, Frank. I know you're going to outlast the internet. Trump wants us all to think he spends his free time in the study, smoking a pipe, poring over stacks of papers. Mr. President, we need you to come to your bedroom and watch TV.
Oh, not now. I pray you, leave me to my documents.
So the president of the United States decided to spend his weekend defending Jeanine Pirro and Tucker Carlson. In fact, Pirro was specifically criticized for making Islamophobic remarks about Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar earlier this month. The remarks were so heinous, even Fox News condemned them and pulled her off the air.
Omar wears a hijab, which according to the Quran 33:59, tells women to cover so they won't get molested. Is her adherence to this Islamic doctrine indicative of her adherence to Sharia law, which in itself is antithetical to the United States Constitution?
The only thing worse than saying something that offensive is saying it that loud. Why does she always talk like she has a bad connection? I said, how are things at college? You know, when you say something bigoted, you're supposed to whisper it in private, right? Jeanine Pirro styles to say, you know who I don't like? Muslims! And then there's Tucker Carlson, the bad guy from every John Hughes movie. It was reported that he made a series of racist, misogynist, and homophobic comments on a radio show in the 2000s, hosted by a guy named Bubba the Love Sponge. And let me just say, I was so confused to hear that Tucker Carlson went on a show hosted by someone named Bubba the Love Sponge that I made the same face Tucker Carlson makes every night on his show. Look at him. He always looks like he's 30 seconds into an allergic reaction. Were there nuts in this muffin? He looks like he's 3/4 of the way to Rudy Giuliani. Now, Anyone who has paid any attention to politics at all knows that Trump has spent years as a businessman, candidate, and president openly spouting anti-Muslim bigotry, and yet Trump's aides have been trying to memory hole his long history of racism and Islamophobia, like his acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney. Mulvaney said on Sunday that he would like us all to ignore the things that Trump says and focus instead on what he does.
As a candidate, the president called for a ban on all Muslims entering the United States. He said Islam hates us. This kind of language in the past leads to these questions of why isn't the president now directly using that megaphone to condemn it?
Well, then take the words and put them in one category and take the actions and put them in another.
Oh, he's the president, but we have to separate the words from the actions like we're taking out the recycling?
Word, action, word.
Word, but it's still got a lot of spaghetti in it, so action. And I'm sorry, but his only actions are words. Other than Twitter, what else does he do? You won't let us watch him golf, even though if you did, it would be higher rated than the Super Bowl. I mean, I would watch, because there's so much that I want to know. Is he actually good, or is he terrible and everyone pretends that he's good? I know he cheats, but how? Is he good at it, or is he super obvious? Does he make a weird noise when he swings? And if so, is it the same noise, or does it change based on the club? Seriously, televise his next golf game, sell it on pay-per-view, and build your wall with that money. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but you don't get to put Trump's words in a different category unless that category is signs you might be having a stroke.
Every single car out there, even the really expensive ones,
controlled by large donors, 10,000 known or suspected gang members.
Mulvaney then went on to claim that despite Trump's long-established history of anti-Muslim bigotry, Trump himself was not Islamophobic.
I hear what folks say, oh, Donald Trump said this during the campaign. Look at what we've done while we've been here. I don't think anybody could say that the president's anti-Muslim.
Well, let me try. The president is anti-Muslim. Yep, that was not hard at all. It was easy to say. Certainly wasn't as hard as saying suspested. You know, you're not very bright for someone who looks like grown-up Sherman. Trump has spent his entire political career trafficking in anti-Muslim bigotry, and now he's defending people who've done the same. Of course, these guys have to stick together because they are a
small group of people that have very, very serious problems.
This has been A Closer Look.
From the champion of late-night TV to the greatest shooter of all time, Steph Curry, next up, 5 minutes from home. On Sports Byline.
This is Sports Overnight America.
With Johnny Taco.
Works for me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517.
800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. myevoz.com.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Coming up on 3.5 remaining. And Golden State. Curry way outside. Another three. Steph Curry has set a finals record. His 9th three-pointer of the game.
Feels like Golden State has a 30-point lead the way this crowd reacts with Steph in the game.
Here's Curry firing. Yeah!
How would I say 5 minutes from home in French?
À 5 minutes de la maison.
À 5 minutes de la maison. We're going worldwide with this.
What's up, man?
What's up, Doc?
Good?
I'm good, man.
Sure.
Can I give you a ride?
Yup, yup.
All right, cool, cool. Welcome to the city, bro.
Thank you, thank you. I've heard a lot about San Fran, so I'm excited. That's actually my second time here only. I've been in the league for what?
Oh, that's
my
right.
My fifth year. Last year was my first time playing here. So
that was when I had a wild hairstyle, but...
Yeah.
I had to tone it back down. I came with the twisties and all that.
I know.
I'm too old for that now.
Yeah.
Once you get on the street, I'm hitting you with the hard-hitting questions. What's your insight on Philly as a city? Obviously, they've embraced you. You are like the mayor of Philadelphia right now. What's it like to play there?
Philly's different. It's cool. It's chill. I'm a chill guy. Mm-hmm. I don't like doing anything. I'm always home playing video games, but a lot of good restaurants, and mm-hmm. I know you remember last time we had dinner in Philly.
I was gonna tell that story.
Oh, for 10 from 3?
Yes, I was gonna tell that story.
I hope it happens tomorrow.
So, this is what, 2 years ago, we were in Philly, and a coach of mine, Lloyd Pierce, called him and said, hey, I'm in the city, let's go out to eat.
Yeah.
He said, cool, we'll go to the spot. I think Joel might stop by. It'd be cool for you to get to know him, yada, yada. So we go out to this restaurant, amazing food, chill. You show up like probably halfway through dinner. That night after we played y'all the next night, and I had too much good food because I did shoot 0 for 10 from the 3-point line. So I'm not going to repeat
that tomorrow. That still won the game.
Yeah. Not going to repeat that tomorrow.
I hope it happens tomorrow. We need that win.
We're going to my wife's restaurant, so her good food. Oh, we'll both probably have amazing games.
So it's going to be what?
Yeah.
15 for 20 from 3
that.
Tomorrow?
I'll take that. It's cool to shoot 23s now. So you can just...
I can't shoot 23s. I can't. I won't feel good about myself. Yeah. I shoot 23s. No chance.
For people that don't know, you didn't start playing basketball until, 16? Right?
16.
Which to me is such a foreign concept in terms of I started playing when I was 5. My dad played in the NBA.
Yeah.
You had obviously a totally different perspective. You played other sports, played soccer, right?
Yeah, it was different for me. I played soccer, volleyball, a little bit of tennis.
Volleyball?
Yeah, volleyball. I was volleyball was actually like my actual sport. I did that for about 5 years.
Yeah.
And I had the opportunity to come to the city to Luke Mbamute.
Yeah.
He came back, he had a camp, and I promise you, I was not good at all. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. I couldn't catch the ball. Back then, I don't know if you saw pictures, I was like so skinny.
Yeah.
I couldn't move, like I was getting pushed all over the place, but he still ended up picking me for the opportunity to come to the state and go to high school.
That's you in Florida, right?
I'm over the academy. It's a different story. Like, you know, you see guys like you so much better than I am, and then I'm like, I'm in a situation where I'm like, okay, like, what am I doing here? Like, why did I even come here? But I used to get in fights a lot. Guys would push me all over the place, and they used to, like, make fun of me because I couldn't catch a ball or I couldn't speak English. I don't know, it's just the worst part.
They see you, expect you're supposed to be good because you're 6'10", 11", or 7 foot, whatever.
Coach Boy, like, that's the coach I'm over at the academy.
Yeah.
This one time, he kicked me out of practice. And maybe 2 years after, I learned that when he did kick me out of practice, he stayed back. And then he told everybody, was like, well, keep making fun of him. In 3 or 4 years, y'all going to be asking him for a loan. That's what he told them. And because of how I was getting treated, that's where I kind of got my competitive nature. Mm-hmm. Where I'm like, okay, like, these guys are making fun of me. I want to be better than all these guys. Back then, like, my form wasn't good. I couldn't make shots. So an idea came to my mind. You know, when you get to the state, like, there's a stereotype about, like white people are shooters.
We used to call them, when we were playing AAU growing up, we called them the zone busters. Because when the team was playing man, zone, they never play. When they play zone, the coach would
just put them in.
So I'm like,
I typed because I heard it. Like, when I got to the city, that's what I kept hearing. Like, shooters are white. Like, when you are, you're a shooter. So I'm like, okay, like, if I want to learn how to shoot the ball, I should probably follow that model.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm thankful for YouTube and, you know, watching all these guys.
In terms of, like, nicknames that have kind of followed you, obviously the process is one that you're almost with, you're at the end of the process, but everything is kind of wrapped around
the process. It's never under?
Okay.
You got to win a championship. And when you win a championship, it starts over.
So the process is always going to go. So you like that nickname? You rolling with it?
I do. I do like it, mainly because of the history of how we got here. So that's why I like it. But I've actually been thinking about, you know, creating something else, like, I'm tired of the process.
That can always be a part of who you are, but you want to have a little something, little something fresh to roll with. So this is International Smoke. My wife opened this restaurant last year, like October. How are we doing?
So good to see you.
Good for you too. How you doing?
And as you can see, we ain't gonna be the only ones in here.
I see. There's a lot of people in there.
It's like a 3-month waiting list. I know somebody, so she got me. She got us in. Ooh, got a nice little setup for us. Figured I'd take you to the one place I know best. My wife's restaurant, International Smoke, for a little pregame dinner. Crazy thing is, she's actually here. So, she's gonna bring us a little something. What's up?
I didn't know you were gonna be here.
That's a surprise.
Well, is this for you?
You like our?
Hold on.
How you doing?
Just joking. This is our burrata with beets, watercress, pistachio, and a yummy vinaigrette. Enjoy it.
Thank you, kindly.
You go for a 50 tomorrow. You know what happens because of me.
That's the secret to go for 50.
That's the secret to, y'all, shoot like that, go for 50.
I appreciate you being on the show.
Oh, thank you.
Tell us a little about
your
background.
Thank you for having me.
No doubt,
man. Thank you.
5 minutes from home.
Yes, sir.
Joel Embiid. I don't know what camera to look at, but you know what? We have a good time.
Yes, sir.
Stephen Curry on the right wing gets a screen from Draymond Green. Switched on to up top by Jeff Green. Durant back out the step. Shot fake from three. Dribbles into a right elbow jumper and splashes it down.
After Jeff Green fires away. His three-pointer won't go. Durant the rebound. Still plenty of time. No fouls to get for Cleveland. Ahead to Curry. Curry sets, fires, puts it up. Bang! Steph Curry from way downtown.
Warriors with an 11-point lead. And the ball, very dangerous time in the game for Cleveland. Love tracking. Stephanie hit it. Are you kidding me? That is an impossible shot by Stephen Curry, running back to the other end, and he's got a look on his face like he got away with one.
Guarded by Satoransky. It's the screen from Durant. Switched onto by Ariza. Gets past him to the hoop. Reverses it home. Got a little help from the rim.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
From the king of the hardwood, baby. I'm talking about the greatest shooter of all time, Steph Curry, too. Dominic Jimenez. Dom's Diner, next up on the Taco Man Audio Magazine. Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
What is good, everybody? Dominic Jimenez back. The doors are open. The sign is flipped. The neon lights are on. Dom's Diner open for business. We were not open last week. You know, construction, remodel. We're making the place better for you. It's all for the customer, the consumer, the listeners, all of you. This is all for you guys. Welcome back into the diner. We're open for business. It's time to take a look at the best and the worst in the week of sports. A lot going on, a lot to digest, a lot of money getting thrown around too. So, without further ado, let us begin. We'll start off with winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
First winners, the Oakland Raiders. Now remember, the diner has not been open for a couple weeks, so a lot has happened in a couple weeks. So some of it not brand new, spanking fresh, but a lot of it still very relevant. And so the Raiders are my first winners. They acquire wide receiver Antonio Brown, one of, if not the best wide receivers in the entire NFL. Antonio Brown, even though he's in his 30s, he still gets the job done. Obviously, there was so much discontent. He was unhappy in Pittsburgh, and he requested a trade. He didn't show up to practices, and he wanted to get out, yada, yada. And eventually, the Steelers were like, yeah, we don't really want you around either. So, you know what, Antonio? We're going to acquiesce, and bye-bye. So they ship him to the Oakland Raiders. But here's the part that makes the Raiders extra winners, not just because they got one of the best wide receivers in the NFL, a new target, new shiny toy for quarterback Derek Carr. Or another quarterback, we're going to have to find out because the draft's about a month away. But they only gave up a third and a fifth round pick. The Raiders keep all three of their first round picks that they've acquired from the Khalil Mack trade with the Bears and the Amari Cooper trade with the Cowboys and, of course, their own first round pick. But they only give up a third and a fifth, so not only do they keep the three first round picks, they keep their second round pick, which is a top five pick in the second round. So the Raiders did an absolutely amazing job acquiring Antonio Brown in a trade, excuse me. And then they signed him to a monster extension. Another part of the reason Antonio Brown wanted to get out of Pittsburgh was, yeah, he wanted to get paid more. So, whatever. Yeah, he's getting his money now in Oakland. Oakland is going to stay in Oakland. They're not going to be the Las Vegas Raiders for a couple more seasons, it looks like. They'll definitely be playing the 2019-2020 season in Oakland. There's an option on the new lease to allow them to renew again for the 2020-2021 season. I know, a lot of 20s, I'm sorry. That's just literally the time frame in the years. That's where we're at, is there's a lot of 20. And just a little fun fact, the last Raider receiver to have 1,200 yards, Jerry Rice in 2002. Antonio Brown pretty much averages 1,200 yards per year. Last year, Antonio Brown, 15 receiving touchdowns. The Raider receivers combined, all of them, 8. That's right, 8. So, as you can see, the Raiders are definitely winners this week. Next winner, the Cleveland Browns. We're about a month away from Avengers Endgame coming out, and I think Cleveland may have a little bit of a spoiler alert because they're assembling the damn Avengers. Avengers Assemble is happening in Cleveland. We know they signed Kareem Hunt. He did get his suspension. It's not going to be for the full season. They've got Nick Chubb there. They've got Duke Johnson, Kareem Hunt, and now they've acquired Odell Beckham Jr. It was a first-round pick, number 17 overall, I believe a third-round pick, and former first-round pick, I think it was just last year, Jabril Peppers, the safety, for Odell Beckham Jr., another one, a superstar wide receiver, one of the best in the entire NFL, but he became disgruntled and was just not okay. He was just, yeah, I kind of want out of here. It's not for me. I don't want to be in New York anymore. Even though New York, in terms of the city, fit Odell Beckham Jr.'s personality perfectly. It was quite astonishing how it fit so beautifully there. But, you know, with the media, he was unhappy. Eli Manning not getting him the ball as much as he wanted. Saquon Barkley becoming a focus of the offense. He wanted out. Cleveland got him. They didn't give up a ton. It was a first-round pick, essentially two first-round picks with Jabril Peppers, the safety, going. But they are creating quite the team in Cleveland. Baker Mayfield running. Talked about the running backs. Odell Beckham leading the receiving corps with Jarvis Landry. David Njoku at tight end. The offense is going to be exciting. So the Avengers, I mean the Cleveland Browns, are going to be really, really good next season. So there will be definitely be a team to watch. Moving on to the next winner, Elfrid Payton, the point guard for the New Orleans Pelicans. I know. You thought the Suns? No. You thought the Magic? No. It's with the Pelicans now. He put up five straight triple-doubles over the last week and a half, becoming just the third player in NBA history to do so. He joined Russell Westbrook, who's become Mr. Triple-Double, averaging a triple-double the last 2 years, almost averaging a triple-double again this year. Five straight triple-doubles, becomes the third guy to do it with Russ and Michael Jordan. Now, if you were to look at the photos and like, oh, which one doesn't belong, you'd scoff and laugh and, oh, Elfrid Payton shouldn't be there. But he's done something that just Jordan and Russell Westbrook have done, five straight triple-doubles. So I have to give credit where credit is due. Elfrid Payton is a winner. His triple-double streak did end Friday night, but he still had five in a row. Third player all-time, Jordan and Russ. That's good company for Elfrid Payton. Next winner, keeping it in basketball, James Harden becomes the first player to drop 30 points on all 29 teams in a season. How about that? I don't think James Harden is... People laugh. Oh, the free throws. Oh, he's a flopper. Oh, he travels on the step back three. I think we need to give credit where credit is due, though, just as non-biased members of the media, that James Harden, his scoring pace this year is something we haven't seen in quite a long time, averaging over 36 points per game. Remember, he had the, I think it was like 30 straight games with 30 points. That was impressive. That streak ended. He's been doing a lot of it without Chris Paul on the floor, who suffered different injuries throughout different parts of the season. So James Harden is having an amazing season. I don't think he's getting the MVP love that he deserves. Definitely should be more in the conversation. I think the focus is more on Giannis Antetokounmpo. Rightfully so. He's been great. And Paul George, but what James Harden is doing on the offensive end is impressive, and he scored 30 points against all 29 teams this season. Now, the Eastern Conference opponents, he only plays them twice, once at home and once on the road, so he only got two shots to do it against those teams, and he managed to do it, so shout out to James Harden, 30 points on all 29 teams this season. And my last winner, Mike Trout, that's right, he got paid. When Bryce Harper signed his 13-year deal for $330 million, it was the largest valued contract in MLB, North American sports free agency, but obviously MLB free agency, and that kind of set the market. Machado got his $300 million, Harper got $330, so it's like, okay, Mike Trout's free agent in 2020, he's going to end up resetting the market because Mike Trout is the best player in baseball, hands down. He's going to be he is a generational talent. Going to go down as an all-time great. The guy is that awesome. So we wondered, what was Mike Trout worth on the open market? We're never going to get that opportunity to quite know what he was worth on the open market, but the Los Angeles Angels didn't let it happen, and they gave us a pretty good number. Mike Trout signs an extension worth $430 million over 12 seasons with the Angels. Yeah, so basically, Mike Trout's like, hey, Bryce Harper, you got paid a lot of money, set your new contract record in baseball and North American sports. Nicely done. Hold my beer. Let me one-up you by $100 million. And it's completely warranted. And I know there's a lot of opponents are like, oh, salaries of these athletes are out of hand. It's ridiculous. Who needs that kind of money? You got to remember, these guys are employees and they generate revenue for their owner. If Mike Trout is on the Angels, people are going to want to come see the Angels. They're going to buy season tickets. Opposing fans who might be in Anaheim at Disneyland or something, they might want to go catch a game because they get to watch Mike Trout. If Mike Trout is not on the Angels, less attendance, less concession sales, less jersey sales, less merchandise sales. Mike Trout is marketable because he's so damn good. He's a nice guy, hasn't had any problems yet. I'm going to knock on wood just for his sake there. But Mike Trout is awesome. All around, he's a person, a great person, great, amazing player, amazing person, does great charity work, he's humble, it doesn't get better than Mike Trout. So the Angels did what we thought they all had to do, and that was lock him up before he hit free agency, and wisely enough, they didn't let it get to that, and he resets the scoring market. Moving on. Everybody can't be a winner. No, we're not handing out any participation trophies here at Dom's Diner, so we're going to start it off with losers.
Le who? The her.
Only have one loser, but the loser is the Birmingham City fan who ran onto the pitch last weekend and punched Aston Villa player Jack Grealish in the back of the head. So not only did he was he a pitch invader, went onto the pitch, whatever, onto the field, if you're not hip to how the Europeans talk about soccer, he ran onto the field. It wasn't just that, he didn't have a sign, he didn't have an ad, he wasn't streaking. He actually went onto the field and soccer punched a player in the back of the head. Huge no-no, permanently banned from the stadium. He's got a 10-year ban from all stadiums in the Premier League, and I'm not going to indulge him and share his name, but sucks to be him, but he's an idiot for not only invading the pitch, but sucker punching and assaulting a professional athlete. Huge no-no, dude. And the punishment, the 10-year ban, the lifetime ban from the stadium, and 10-year ban from all Premier League stadiums. Better go find a minor league team to root for, dude, because you ain't going to any more Premier League games anytime soon. Cousin of loser, kind of related, good job, good effort. This one goes out to Liz Patu. She's the Wallaroos rugby captain. She was suspended 6 weeks. Australian women's rugby. 6 weeks for biting an opponent. Now, we hear all the stories about how horrible pile-ups in the NFL can be. Guys punching you and trying to get their hands into your face mask to poke you or scratch you or even try to gouge your eye. We hear about those kind of horrible stories. Well, rugby is a little more rough and tumble, and apparently at the bottom of a pile, that was a super W clash between Liz Patu's Queensland Reds and Rugby WA, and footage shows Liz Patu biting fellow Wallaroos forward Rebecca Clough in the middle of a ruck, a huge pile. And Clough complained to referee Laura West during the game, pointing to bite marks on her arm, and so it was kind of obvious to start with, and then Clough, the siding decision by Rugby Australia means that Patu, who was named captain last year, will miss the rest of their season after that 6-week suspension. So, good job, good effort. You tried to get an advantage on your opponent, get in their head, psychological warfare, and in the end, you just hurt yourself and the team. So, that's definitely good job, good effort. Wrapping things up at the diner, say what?
Say what?
The Los Angeles Lakers have missed the playoffs for a 6th straight time. Former Laker who was traded away for salary cap relief from Timofey Mozgov, D'Angelo Russell, D-Russ, D-Loading has been on fire. He is the one who knocks the Lakers out of the playoffs. And from 1948 to 2013, the Lakers franchise missed the playoffs only 5 times. And now, 2019, Los Angeles has missed it for a 6th straight season. Say what? A team such history falling apart, and there was huge expectations with LeBron and they did not deliver. I'm Dominic Jimenez. Thank you so much for joining us here at the diner. You are tuned in to the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine on Sports Byline. See you next week.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
That is just a fact of life.
You're irritating me now.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes racism works out in black people's favor. Now, it doesn't happen often. It happens very rarely. But when it happens, it is f***ing sweet. I'm serious. It's one time racism saved my life, man. I was on a plane. I was coming from overseas. And I don't know how this guy got a machine gun on the plane, but he stood up, man. He said, "Everybody, get on the f***ing ground. Nobody look at my face." I started freaking out. Because he was Chinese. I was like, why is he talking like that? He was screaming and crying. I was the only brother on the plane. I thought I was the only brother. I looked over. There was one other black dude. He's from Nigeria. I looked over at him. He was looking right in my face, man. He didn't say two words to me. He just looked at me. He was like, he didn't need to talk. I know just what he's talking about. I look right back at him. I was like, some white dudes on the front of the plane seen us. They were like, "Oh my God, I think those black guys are gonna try to save us." We were just communicating that we understood the situation. We were both seeing the same thing. What we understood was simple. Terrorists don't take black hostages. That's the truth. I have yet to see one of us on the news reading the hostage letters. They is treating us good. We all chilling and sh-. I'd like to give a shout out to Ray Ray and Big Steve and Chase from Newport.
You're not gonna see it.
They know them black people's bad bargaining chips. They called the White House.
"Hello. We have got 5 black. Hello."
This is Sports Overnight America.
I wanted to do the right thing.
Wrapping up another edition of the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine live on Sports Bottle. I want to thank you all, of course. You know, there's a million things you can be doing right now. The fact that you're listening to the show, well, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Don't forget, the Taco Matt Audio Mag is just one of the shows I host here on Sports Byline. Ring Talk, live worldwide, your 35-year journey into the world of combat sports. Of course, that's here Saturday and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, and no holds barred. Of course, that's another look at, we look at a lot of sports, but straight up, we concentrate on MMA in that show as well. And that airs at 5 p.m. Pacific time every Sunday on Sports Byline. So straight up, you've got my schedule. Until next time, don't forget, I am the Taco Man, doing it the only way I can, straight up and in your face. This is Taco Man Radio, live on Sports Byline.